I never saw a wild thing sorry for itself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I never saw a wild thing sorry for itself. When animals are injured, they crawl away by themselves and they go in peace and quietness and heal themselves. They do not enter into the busy throng of life. They do not do anything except to sort of go off by themselves. And if they cannot heal themselves, then they die. But this is how the animal life has been trained to be. And we have been trained to be this way much too. When a person is being challenged or being threatened, they become silent. When they become sorry for themselves that they're challenged and threatened, then they are of no use at all to themselves or anyone else. But when they become quiet, when they become still, when they begin to listen within, when they begin to realize that all is in divine order, when they begin to realize that, hey, this will work itself out. I don't have to do everything. I speak my word as to how it's going to work out. All is in divine order. And when I do that, then it is done. This is what animals do. Animals say, all is in divine order. How do I know that? Well, have you ever thought about what an animal thinks? And what you think an animal thinks, an animal thinks. However animals live in your world, however animals live in your life, is how animals are. Do animals think that they are sorry for themselves? Do they think, woe is me? Or do they do one of two things? They either run away or they play dead. And either way, they could succeed. But running away, their adrenaline runs away with them. Running away, they have no control over anything. When they run away, they are in fright, in fear, in dread. And other animals sense that, and they feel, ah, this is an animal I can control, I can manipulate, I can own and possess. But when an animal plays dead, he just rolls over, he just lies there and pretends that he's no longer alive, and he has no fear, he has no feeling of anger or no fear, feeling of adrenaline pumping through his veins, making others aware of his existence, others aware of his inability to handle himself, and he just becomes silent. He becomes so silent, he plays dead. Now, you and I play dead many times, more than we realize it. We play dead whenever we feel that the problem is something that we are unable to solve, and we let go and we let the divine within us. That's playing dead. We let go of our human attitudes, our human thinking, our human way of doing things, and let the divine in us do it. Now, I never saw a wild thing sorry for itself because it does not have such a complicated mental system as the human has. But a human being has a very complicated mental system that makes the human being feel that it is less than perfect, that it is less than in control. While the human being and playing dead, we are really alive. Because what we're saying to ourselves is we're letting go and we're letting the divine in us be who we are. We're letting go and we have nothing to feel sorry about. We are taking charge of an avenue of our being. We have so many avenues of our being that we can control and we can direct. But I never saw a wild thing sorry for itself because, as I say, it has not that complicated mental system that mankind has that wants to think in all areas. Mankind has such a beautiful system that if it were just to say to itself, it is in divine order, It is wonderful. It is fantastic. It is glorious. If mankind were just to say to itself, I am the director of all in my life. I am in control of all in my life. I am master of all in my life. If the divine in us would just say that, we would find that we are in control. We are the master. So when an animal makes a choice to play dead, he just rolls over and plays dead, and nothing disturbs him. People, other animals just do not want to get with that animal. They don't want to destroy that animal. They don't want to do anything at all to the animal, because the animal is not inviting. It is not a challenge in its universe. It is not a challenge in its world. And it is not inviting. And not being inviting, what does that mean? Not being inviting means that it just does not have anything to do with anything at all. Yes. I never saw a wild thing, sorry for itself. And can man, can you, can I, have this same intelligence to not feel sorry for ourselves, but rather to feel, I am in charge of my life. I am in charge of my world. I am in charge of all circumstances in which I am involved. Everything that I have brought to myself, and I have brought everything to myself, everything that I have brought to myself, I have brought to myself. Now, I direct how it is to be conducted. I direct how it is to be revealed. I direct how it is to be lived. I direct how it is to be experienced. It is totally my decision as to what I am going to do with my life. So I say, all is in divine order. I say, I am peace. I say, if I want to ignore a situation and no longer have it have any affect in my life, I completely release it. I completely take every thought, every single thought from it. I do not have any panic in my system. I do not have any unhappiness in my system. I do not have any feeling in my system that it is not a good thing. I do not have any of those thoughts in my system, because those are not who I am. I am divine. I am wonderful. I'm not a wild thing. I am in charge of my life. I'm in charge of my actions. I'm in charge of my world. I'm in charge of everything. I am in charge. And because I am in charge, everything responds to me as I wish it to respond, as I choose it to respond, as it does respond, because that's who and what I am. I live my life as a blessed thing, not as a wild thing, not as something that is not yet completely revealed. All things are here for a purpose. I have created them. All things are here to show me how principle works in many different ways. I am the creator of all other beings on the face of the earth, including and starting with myself. And so, I create every person on the face of this earth as being harmonious, being balanced, being joyful, being fulfilled in every way, even as I am. Now, I create every wild thing on the face of the earth, living in balanced harmony with itself and everyone else. Now, if I find it not desirable for animals to eat other animals, I say to myself, all things are fed by the manna of heaven. All things are fed by that infinite substance. And they do not, and I do not say this, they do not need to eat each other. I only say, I am fed of the infinite substance of the universe. Now, am I a good example to my animals? Do I eat other animals? Do I eat meat? Do I eat things? Or do I eat the nuts and the seeds of the field? We have the Bible, and most proclaim that the first chapter of the Bible had a lot of things to say that was quite good. And did the divine in us give us other creatures to eat for food? No. It gave us the nuts of the trees. It gave us the seeds. It gave us the fruit of the ground. It gave us all these things. Now, does that mean we should instantly become vegetarians if we're not? No. What it means is that we no longer need to have other creatures be our source of food. We begin to affirm the manna of the infinite is my substance. I live as an atomic being, needing nothing more than the energy that I have within me, and I stimulate that energy in its ideal path, in its ideal pattern, and that is what I am. And there is therefore nothing to feel sorry for myself or for any other creature to feel sorry for themselves. All I do is to begin to recognize that I have an infinite direction that was given to me from the very outset. And I have chosen to ignore it. I have chosen to bypass it. I have chosen to realize that if I know that all is divine, then all is divine and is to be respected. All is divine and is to be revealed in its beautiful, fantastic way. And if it is divine and expected to be revealed in its beautiful, fantastic way, then there will never be the desire to eat the flesh of another being. There will never be the desire to eat anything. Man finds it an anathema to eat the flesh of another human being. He finds that totally unacceptable. Now, even in great emergencies or in great circumstances of trials, he finds that he'd rather starve than to eat the flesh of another being because it's sacred. It is sacred. And if we have been taught to eat all the substance, the manna of the infinite, we won't need even the nuts of the field or the or the crops that grow, because they too are live. We eat the essence of the universe. Now, am I ready to make that step? Am I ready to no longer need the food of the earth that we've provided for ourselves? Can I live from that inner substance? Well, time will tell. And now is the time. Am I ready to make that step to do that? Well, if I'm ready, then that means that I'm listening to the divine within me. And I have nothing to feel sorry for myself. The wild animals do not feel sorry for themselves. They sometimes change and do other things and are not consistent with what we would like them to be. But that's because we are not consistent with what we would like to be. I never saw a wild thing sorry for itself, and I never saw a human that was unable to reach to the divine within itself and claim that divine and be that divine and live in that passion, that verve, in that feeling of excitement, in that feeling of flamboyance, in that feeling of style and action, of being a real divine being, a real human being, a real magnificent being. I am able to do that today, and I'm able to do that right now. And I do that today, and I do that right now, because that is my reality. That is all that I know. That is all that I am. Are you ready for that step? Probably not. But it is a good thing to think about it. Because as we think about it, we put a cause in motion, and that cause in motion brings that experience into our life. And as it brings that experience into our life, what happens to us? As it brings that experience into our life, what happens to us is that we begin to move closer to the awareness of our divinity. We move closer to the awareness of who we really are, and we no longer sit on the sidelines and say, I wish, because now we are front and center, and we say, all is in divine order, and we say, I am God, God I am. I am God, God I am. I am God, God I am.